Divided in Death by J.D. Robb. Sigh no more, ladies, sigh no more. Men were deceivers ever. William Shakespeare. Marriage is a desperate thing. John Selden. Prologue. Killing was too good for him. Death was an end, even a release. He'd go to hell. There was no question in her mind, and there he would suffer eternal torment. She wanted that for him. Eventually. But for the time being, she wanted him to suffer where she could watch. Lying, cheating son of a bitch. She wanted him to snivel and beg and plead and slither on his belly like the gutter rat he was. She wanted him to bleed from the ears, to scream like a girl. She wanted to twist his adulterous dick into knots while he shrieked for the mercy she'd never give. She wanted to pound her fists into his beautiful liar's face until it was a pulpy, pustulated mass of blood and bone. Then, and only then, the dickless, faceless bastard could die. A slow, withering, agonizing death. Nobody, nobody cheated on Reva Ewing. She had to pull over and stop the car in the breakdown lane of the Queensboro Bridge until she calmed down enough to trust herself to continue. Because someone had cheated on Reva Ewing. The man she'd loved. The man she'd married. The man she'd believed in utterly was, even now, making love to another woman. Touching another woman. Tasting her. Using that skilled deceiver's mouth, those clever cheating hands to drive another woman wild. And not just any other woman. A friend. Someone else.